Chapter 40. The white dragon's eyes glowed with green fire as the Drakus swung the sword. A jet of white smoke shot out of its mouth, filling the room in an instant. I couldn't see a thing, but I heard a blade chopping into flesh and stone. Something let out a nasty grunt, and I could hear Phineas hack and cough while I tried to fan the smoke away. As the smoke dissipated, I could hear him scream,
"Did you kill it? Where is it? Find it!"
Through the thinning smoke, a Drakus rose from the floor, staring at the stump of his arm. The other, with the sword, was looking around. And that's when I felt it. The tiny dragon had squeezed through the bars and was crawling up my back and onto my shoulder. His extra long tail coiled along my waist and arm.
"Ahem,"
I said. Phineas turned my way. His face reddened and his chin quivered when he said,
"Give me that long-tailed white dragon, or I'll kill the rest of them."
"If you want this dragon worm, why don't you come and get it?"
The dragon's tail tightened around my arm and waist. A surge of power raced through me like never before. Every muscle in my being pulsated as the purring dragon filled me with awesome power. I wasn't a man anymore. I felt the strength of a full-grown dragon. I grabbed the bars and the metal groaned as I pulled them apart like noodles. Phineas' jaw dropped to the floor when I stepped through the gap I just made. "Unless you can bring my friend back to life, it's time to die, Phineas." I knocked the first Drakus that came at me from one side of the room to the other. I ducked under another blade that almost took my head from my shoulders. I was fast. Faster than ever before. Stronger than ever before. The power that little dragon gave me was unbelievable.
"You're dead,"
I said, rushing Phineas. He had turned to run before I closed in when two armed Drakus jumped into my path. A sharp blade tore past my stomach, and a large hammer ripped an inch away from my head. I was faster and stronger, but I wasn't impervious to metal. I did a backflip towards the altar and landed in front of Fang. I ripped him free.
"Now it's even, uglies,"
I said. I could feel the dragon's power flowing from my shins to my neck. Fang's blade hummed to life.
"Who's the first to pay for the life of my friend?"
"You cannot kill us,"
said one Drakus, holding his sword.
"We're already dead."
"We'll see about that,"
I boasted, knowing full well the odds were against me. I'd never faced such a formidable force of warriors before. So be it. I felt like I could fight an entire army now. I felt even better than when the crowd had cheered me on.
"Dragon, dragon!"
Faster than sight.
"Oh!"
I drove Fang into the nearest one's chest, drawing forth a groan as it fell. I chopped another one in the arm, kicked another one in the face. Another parried my strike and countered with a deep cut across my leg. On they came at me, with the skill and precision of hardened soldiers, forcing me backward to parry again and again.
"No!"
I knocked a blade free from one and stabbed another in the shoulder. Another fell as I hacked through its knee. Fang cut through the air like a living thing, cutting, blocking, and chopping. But all my strength and speed didn't stop them from coming. Limping, snarling, slashing, they pressed.
"Ah!"
One ripped its claws through my arm. Little dragon or not, I couldn't keep this up much longer. And if I died, the dragons would all die as well. Without thinking, I said,
"Fang, do something!"
Fang flared with a brilliant icy light, striking like a snake. I jabbed a Drakus that wielded a sword. It stopped in its tracks. Its scaled body turned to ice. I struck another Drakus, and one more. Instant statues of ice they'd become. I'd cut one in the arm and another in the leg with the same effect. Weapons poised high over their heads, the last two charged. they crystallized into pure ice. There I stood among 8 frozen horrors, feeling almost as astonished as they looked. Fang throbbed in my hand.
What's that, Fang?
I saw the tip flare up.
Ah, I see.
I struck Fang's tip on the stone floor. The perfect metal resonated through the chamber like a giant tuning fork. One by one, the icy figures of the Dracus exploded into 1,000 shards of ice.
No!
Phineas screamed from right behind me. I whirled just in time to catch a long dagger plunging at my chest. I twisted it free from his wrist, punched him in the face, and sent him sprawling to the floor.
You're going to pay, worm!
Crawling backward, he shouted back,
"It's too late, dragon! She comes!"
The mystic smoke in the archway was filling the room, but all the clerics but Phineas were gone. Eeriness covered me like a blanket. I shook it off.
"Great! And she'll be here just in time to make arrangements for your funeral."
I raised my sword and closed in. I didn't ever want to see this man alive again.
But there might not be much left to bury once I'm done with you.
Go ahead. Kill me. My high priestess will just bring me back,
Phineas said, chuckling.
But that's much more than I can say for your friend.
His eyes twinkled with darkness as his lips curled in a smile.
Come, dragon. Avenge your friend!
I'll do more than that!
The dragon on my shoulder hissed out a warning. It felt like a large mallet collided with my skull, knocking me to my knees. Phineas seized my wrist and shouted,
Azrimka!
It felt like lightning exploded inside me as I lay on the ground, hair smoking, every fiber of my being throbbing in pain. My eyelids hurt as I opened my eyes to witness a winged Dracus reaching for me. Bigger than the rest, it scooped me off the floor like a doll and crushed me in its arms.
Break his back,
Phineas yelled from somewhere.
I want to hear it snap, Dracus.
It didn't have lips, but it smiled.
Certainly, my lord.